Today on Real Radio.
What is your passion? Is it the things of this world? Oh, I want this. Oh, I want that. And no, I have to. And man, I'll never be content unless we, and on you go. Or will it be the fact that you long for heaven like Abraham and like those in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, they long by faith for a kingdom and for a realm whose God is the Lord. And it's a spirit kingdom. What is your heart's desire? Have you been born again and delivered from sin's guilt and shame? Acts 22 verse 16 says, "Wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Have you done that in your life? Have you called upon the name of the Lord? And by doing so, your sins are washed away.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands. Let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his study series through the Gospel of John, chapter 8. In the section we're looking at today, Jesus is speaking with some of the religious authorities of his day and said, "Where I go, you cannot come." It's a fascinating account in what is often referred to as the I Am portion of Scripture. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs in a study called, "Where Are You Going?"
It's a great question. John 8:21, "Then Jesus said to them, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "Will he kill himself because he says, where I go, you cannot come?" And he said to them, "You are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." Then they said to him, "Who are you?" And he said to them, "Just what I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I heard from him." They did not understand that he spoke of them concerning the Father. Then Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am, and that I do nothing of myself. And as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Where are you going is the great question. Recently, I was on my way to the East Coast, and I happened to, which I don't usually do, I was happening to listen to the stewardess as the plane came in for a landing. That plane settled down, and as soon as we touched down, she gave this announcement over the PA, like many of you heard before flying. She said, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is the terminating flight of Delta 465. And I appreciated that. I'm glad that we had reached our destination. That was a good thing. But I found it interesting. I just thought for a moment, and we kind of even talked about it just a bit, terminating, the terminating flight. And I thought, I'm so glad she said that after we landed. Can you imagine getting on in LA and the stewardess says, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard to the terminating flight of Delta 465. That means you get off now. You leave the flight, get off the plane. It's a terminal flight. It's a wild thing to think that people are being so insecure about flying that they would name terminals terminals and that the flight is terminating. I'm glad that we had landed. I'm glad that we had arrived at our destination. And in that light, in that respect, the termination of that course was a very good thing. Every one of us, in fact, the statistics are overwhelming, people. Every one of us will die. 10 out of 10 people die. The statistics are true. You don't need to take polls on that one. Whoa, what do you think the latest poll is on that? You and I will die unless Jesus raptures us out of here today, right now. Amen. Hallelujah. It'd be great. But we're all going to die unless Jesus comes back for the church. But where will you be going? Where are you going? When our life has run its course, where, in the end, where you wind up? Job, the great one that we turn to, the not only the oldest book in the Bible, it's the oldest book in the world. The book of Job. In trouble, we always turn to Job. And what did Job say? Job said, if a man dies, will he live again? Isn't that a great question? If a man dies, will he live again? The Bible has the answer to that question. Job asked that question, and God wonderfully answered him. He gloriously piped up in the end and said, I know that in my flesh, Job said, I will see the Lord. That's a radical statement, everybody. Radical. Millenniums ago, Job believed in resurrection. In my flesh, I will see the Lord. And listen, now listen carefully. If you are a believer this morning or a non-believer in Jesus Christ, you, in your flesh, will see the Lord. The destination after you see the Lord, you have a lot in determining that. Will you, in your flesh, see the Lord and enter into His glory, or will you, in the flesh, in a dead, resurrected body. I say dead, spiritually dead. Will you, in a spiritually dead, resurrected body, stand before God and He says, depart from me into the everlasting pit? Wow! What a horrible thing to think about. In fact, most people don't think about it. But there's a heaven and there's a hell. And the question this morning is, where are you going? Jesus had been teaching all along. And they understood well, this audience of His, that He was Savior, Messiah, Redeemer of the world. They had heard Him. I say that they understood in that they heard, but they didn't really comprehend. Jesus in John 11, 25 says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die. Have you lost someone lately who's died? He shall live, says Jesus, for whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Well, what's he saying? Is he talking out of two sides of his mouth? What does he mean by that? Everyone will die in the flesh, but for the believer, death is only for a moment. We die in our flesh, but immediately we're alive in the presence of God. But a person who doesn't know Christ, they're truly dead. So the question this morning that Jesus would ask us is, where are you going for time and eternity? Where are you going? And I want to argue with you this morning that permanent destinations matter. You may have a round-trip ticket to somewhere in the world, but it may turn out to be a permanent destination. It's interesting that as we all looked on with horror, the terrible Singapore disaster this week, the first news that came across the wire, did you see it? The first news was a catastrophic crash, yet all survived. Did you hear that? I heard that. They were broadcasting, all survived. And people were amazed. Everybody survived that fiery crash. Well, as the details came along, that wasn't true. 80 plus people died. They had gotten on a flight, some of them coming back home to Los Angeles. But little did they know that they had already reached their final destination. So what we look at this morning in our first consideration of our study, and the text before us is this, verses 21 to 24, is that where you're going depends upon where you're from. Truly. Now I'm going to ask you to think spiritually minded on these issues. You might say, well, I'm from Milwaukee. Not really. The Bible makes it very clear going behind the scenes that we are either of the spirit or we are of the flesh. We are of the light or we are of the darkness. So where you're going depends upon where you're from. Read with me verse 21. It says, then Jesus said to them again, I am going away and you will seek me and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. So they, the Jews, that is the Jewish leaders, not the Jewish people, the teachers said, will he kill himself because he says, where I go, you cannot come? More on that in a moment. But the first thing that we consider here regarding where someone might be from is that not everyone goes to heaven. Can you jot that down? This is shocking. I know you're thinking, golly, it's a nice day outside. Can't you preach something a little bit more warm and fuzzy? I'm sorry, I want to give you the truth here. Not everyone goes to heaven. Would we want everyone to go to heaven? Oh yeah, I got news for you, friend. Listen up. God wants everybody to go to heaven. Unfortunately, not everybody goes to heaven because not everyone chooses heaven. The Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. He sent Jesus to the cross to die for the sins of the world, not for some people, as some people teach, but the Bible says for the entire world Jesus died. But the fact remains that not everyone goes to heaven. Verse 21 and 22. Jesus says, I'm going away. You will seek me, but look, you will die in your sin. The narrowness of heaven's gate. Jesus said in Matthew 7:13, enter in by the narrow gate. Did you know that? Did you know that heaven has a narrow gate? You know, isn't God so narrow-minded? He's constantly accused of being bigoted and narrow and, you know, guilty of being one-sided. Yes, absolutely, God is narrow in his thinking because he only sacrificed his precious son one time, only once. And through the precious offered body of Jesus Christ, his sacrifice unlocked the gate of heaven. And that gate is a narrow gate, the Bible tells us. Narrow is the gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many people go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, Jesus says, and difficult is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Why? Because people don't want to come to Jesus. They'll prop up every argument they can to fight against Christ. And it's amazing to me to realize that people will be in hell. Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Listen, does anybody know what the will of the Father is? It's very simple. It's also called a work. To do the work of the Father is also to do the will of the Father. And does anybody know what that is? Exactly. To accept Jesus Christ is to do the work of God. Can you do that? Oh my goodness, a little child can do that. An old man can do that. It doesn't matter what your age is. To do the work of God and to do the will of God is to receive Christ. Were these men, were these religious leaders receiving Christ? No, the contrary, they were rejecting him. And the Lord knows who is going to heaven because he lives in eternity. This bothers some people, but you might want to jot this down and you can fight with yourself later about it. Romans 8:29, God says there, for whom he foreknew. You ought to mark that word in Romans 8:29, for who he foreknew. That means his foreknowledge. He knows everything before it ever happens. That's prior to creation, God's eternal mind. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Romans 8:30 goes on to say, moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called, and whom he called, these he justified, and those he justified, he glorified. The believer. There are those who are going to heaven and those that are going to hell. But it's not based upon God's selection of people. It's based upon his eternal foreknowledge. Man has given us the sovereign will of choice. Thus, man is responsible for what he decides. When we get to heaven, we're not going to walk up there and say, well, I did it. No, we're probably going to be on our faces saying, wow, I can't believe I'm here. This is incredible. Can you imagine? We're all going to be laying down together with our faces on the golden streets going, you made it. You made it. I really didn't think you'd make it. I'm so, wow, if you made it, I'm going to go look for some of my other friends. We're going to enter in there giving him worship and praise and glory and honor because he did it all. All to him we owe it. But the unbeliever in hell will be gnashing. The Bible says, the word is, the King James is so gentle on this, to gnash. Sounds, you know, you gnash. It's kind of, you kind of like a gnash on a peanut. No, 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 no. To gnash your teeth in hell is to break your teeth off in your mouth because of pain. And God says, turn, turn, don't go there. I don't want you to go there. Hell was created for the devil and his angels, his demons. Don't go there. See, the Lord knows. He knows. But everyone and anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. That's the good news, huh? That's great. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 says this. Romans 10, 8. But what does the scripture say? Quote, he says, the word is near you, in your mouth. Listen, people, in your mouth. It is in your heart. That's the word of faith, he says, which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will never be put to shame or eternal shame. See, the question this morning is, where are you going? It's all based upon what's in your mouth. How do you speak? What are you saying? How are you living? Speaks about where you're from. Is your language, is your conduct, is your life of heaven? Is it from above or is it from beneath? What is your passion? Is it the things of this world? Oh, I want this. Oh, I want that. And now I have to. And man, I'll never be content unless we, and on you go. Or will it be the fact that you long for heaven like Abraham and like those in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, they long by faith for a kingdom and for a realm whose God is the Lord. And it's a spirit kingdom. What is your heart's desire? Have you been born again and delivered from sin's guilt and shame? Acts 22, verse 16 says, wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Have you done that in your life? Have you called upon the name of the Lord? And by doing so, your sins are washed away. Have you ever come to Jesus and said, Jesus, I'm not perfect, but I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and I want to know where I'm going for time and eternity? You can know that today. Jeremiah 29:13 says, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Let me read it to you in the reverse. When you search for me with all of your heart, then you'll find me. You say, well, that's kind of demanding. Oh, have you ever been in love? You know, it's kind of that thing, you know, it's who's seeking, who's finding, you know. When you're in love, you're nuts. You're crazy. Seek, seek, seek. Knock, knock, knock. Find, find, find. Look, look, look. Follow, follow, follow. Call, call, call. Right, right, right. You're in love. You're out of your mind. And it's wonderful. It's a sad day when somebody says, do you love me? God wants that love from us. God, I love you. We call to him in prayer. We write to him in our relationship through his word together, communicating one together in the Lord. But he says to them, you'll die in your sin. Note it in your Bible. Can you mark it down singular? You'll die in your sin. In verse 24, he's going to say sins. What's the deal? The word sin here means to miss the target. You know that already. Means to miss the goal, to fail at perfection. Hello? To fail at perfection? Excuse me. Who has failed at perfection? Can I see a show of hands? Please. The rest of you who, raise your hands. The rest of you who are not raising your hands. Look. You're failing at perfection even now as you lie boldly in front of us. I can only believe that you've just suffered a mild stroke and you can't raise your hand. Which means you better make sure you know where you're going. Singular. To miss perfection. What kind of a fool could not admit to that? We've all missed perfection. We have all sinned. We've missed that target. But there's an unpardonable sin in its singular wording that keeps a man, keeps a woman from heaven. You know what it is? The unforgivable sin is not receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And to believe that as a doctrine, I'm going to say that again because it's important to where we're going on this study. To commit the unpardonable sin is to reject Jesus Christ. It's to have that rejection of Christ as a doctrine of your life. You live believing that you don't need Jesus. That is your doctrine. When somebody asks you, how are you going to get to heaven? You've got some cockeyed explanation. You've got some thing and you get a little uncomfortable about it. Boy, I love it. Have you seen this when you have a believer and a non-believer and you start talking about eternal things? The believer's so confident. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. God is so good. I'm going to heaven. And the non-believer, well, you know, and they start wigging out. They get all funky. They start moving around. They start scratching places they don't usually scratch. They get red. They're like, you know, God's cool. And I think I'm okay. You're not okay. Look at you. You look like a crazy man. You are panicked. And every soul that doesn't have the peace of God is panicked when that thought comes into your mind, where am I going? I'm so glad I'm not an evolutionist. I tell you, those guys have got it tough. Every day they're looking through the dirt trying to find meaning to life. And the thought comes in, where are you going? And they go, They push that thought out. And then God comes right back and says, psst, where are you going? And they dig deeper. And they find a tooth to a pig. True story. And they stand up. I found the missing link. And they publish it around the world. And then they find out later that's it's a tooth to an extinct pig. Oh. And they start digging again. Unbelief. You will die in your sin. Unbelief. But the word in verse 24, we'll jump ahead for a second here. The word in verse 24 is the word sins. You see, if you reject Jesus committing the sin, which is unpardonable, then all of your sins of your life are tied, as it were, like a rope around your ankle, and you're tossed into the depths of the sea. Oh, that's why I want to make sure I have just hardly any sins then. You're not getting it. Get away from the sin, unbelief, and you won't have to worry about what? Sins. Can I make that any more clear, or is it just me that's getting this? I mean, this is good news.
That's one of the basic principles of evangelism, that the person with whom you are sharing your faith will not view it as good news until he understands the bad news, which is the sin problem. We've been listening to pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a study which asks the question, where are you going? It's taken from John chapter 8 and verses 21 through 30. We'll continue with more in this study on our next edition of Real Radio. Meanwhile, we invite you to get in touch with us right away if you'd like. You can either call us at area code 909-393-7100, or you can visit us at calvaryCCH.org. That telephone number again is area code 909-393-7100. And if you miss that number, you can always get it off of calvaryCCH.org. As a matter of fact, you can get a lot of information when you visit us online. Everything from events and service times here at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills to other things happening with our many outreaches. That's calvaryCCH.org. Also remember that Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is made possible by Calvary Chapel Chino Hills and your financial contributions. We invite you to prayerfully consider partnering with us financially. You can send a one-time gift or become a regular contributor. No gift is too large or too small. Here's our address. Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Now, if you weren't able to catch all of that contact information, remember you can always easily find it on our website at calvaryCCH.org. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel Chino Hills wish you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs has been made possible by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.